calls it fake testimony. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump blasting as totally phony what a former White House aide told the House January 6th committee yesterday. Cassidy Hutchinson said she was told by another staffer that he was told that President Trump became agitated when his security detail would not drive him to the Capitol on January 6th.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing."
But a source close to the Secret Service tells Fox News the two agents are prepared to testify under oath. That did not happen. It's not clear whether the January 6th committee will accept the agent's offer to testify. Among Tuesday's primaries, New York State, where candidates for governor in November are set.
Democrat Kathy Hochul won the chance to earn the people's vote in November after being elevated following Andrew Cuomo's resignation. She said her quest comes in difficult times.
Court came after our right to protect citizens from guns on the streets and abolished the ability to have women's autonomy over their own body.
She will face Congressman Lee Zeldin, who won the GOP primary and pledged,
"One party rule will end. Kathy Hochul will get fired."
In her remarks, Hochul called Zeldin a Trump cheerleader. The former president did not officially back a primary candidate.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Republican voters in Illinois have picked State Senator Darren Bailey to challenge Governor J.B. Pritzker in November.
Billionaires like Pritzker can't relate to the struggles of working people and taxpayers like us. It's that simple.
President Biden telling the NATO summit meeting in Spain this morning the U.S. will increase its force posture in Europe over threats and will station two additional fighter jet squadrons in Britain. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The man who was in charge of security at the U.S. Senate on January 6th last year is dead.
Michael Stenger served as the U.S. Senate Sergeant-at-Arms and resigned after the January 6th Capitol riot. Stenger died Monday of natural causes, with a source close to him saying that he had been diagnosed with cancer and had been recently ill. Stenger had served in the role as the Sergeant-at-Arms of the Senate since 2018 and had previously worked for the U.S. Secret Service for more than three decades. Senator Mitch McConnell, who was majority leader at the time, requested Stenger's resignation the day after the pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol. Stenger was 71. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to assassinate President Reagan in 1981, tells CBS in his first interview since being freed he doesn't remember much about the shooting, but confirms it was meant to impress actress Jodie Foster, with whom he was smitten. A launch scheduled from the Space Coast today.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is scheduled to launch from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. It will deliver to orbit the SES-22 satellite. SES is the operators of digital content delivery satellites. They operate more than 70 satellites already, delivering TV and data connectivity to people, especially within the United States. This new satellite conforms to the U.S. government's 5G wireless capabilities. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Not a lot of love on this boat as a brawl breaks out aboard a cruise ship.
The Coast Guard had to be called in as security on board the ship tried to break up a fight that quickly got out of control. Two people got in an argument on the dance floor, which led to an estimated 40 to 60 people joining the free-for-all. Carnival saying in a statement there were no serious injuries on the ship, which was bound for New York City. The ship docked in Manhattan as scheduled. It's not clear if anyone was arrested. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.